AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Voting appears to be going relatively smoothly across the country in this off-year election, but Julie Walker reports.
In New Jersey, voting was underway in the morning when bomb threats came in, including to the Livingston Park Elementary School polling location in North Brunswick. Police determined the threat was not credible. No explosives were found. The Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office says police took a juvenile into custody. It's unclear how police learned who the suspect was. Voters in the state are deciding a close governor's race. Officials say bomb threats had been emailed to at least 7 counties, none of them credible, including Passaic, a key swing county. It's also the only county outside California where the Department of Justice had sent election monitors, in both cases at the request of the Republican parties in each state. I'm Julie Walker.
Virginia voters also choosing a governor, New Yorkers a mayor. In California, it's yay or nay on a new congressional map. And Dick Cheney, one of the most powerful and polarizing vice presidents in U.S. history, has died at the age of 84.
Cheney was a conservative who served as defense secretary under President George H.W. Bush and as VP under Bush's son, President George W. Bush. During a 2015 ceremony to unveil a bust in his honor, Cheney talked about how he wanted to be remembered.
Here was a believer in America, so fortunate in his life experiences, so blessed in his friends, and so grateful all his days to have served as Vice President of the United States of America.
Cheney survived 5 heart attacks and had a heart transplant. In later years, he became a target of President Trump, especially after his daughter Liz Cheney became the leading Republican critic of Trump. Last year, Cheney said he was voting for Democrat Kamala Harris in the presidential election. Mike Hempen, Washington.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has today's AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, pulled down by losses in the same big tech companies that have been driving the market's rally. The S&P 500 fell 1.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 251 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite slumped 2%. Palantir Technologies, which has more than doubled so far this year, slumped almost 8%. NVIDIA, another big beneficiary of the AI boom, fell 4%. Metsera jumped more than 20%. A bidding war for the early-stage drug company is heating up. Novo Nordisk raised its offer, hoping to beat out a rival bid from Pfizer. Seth Sutel, New York.
And United States Steel has laid out an $11 billion growth plan with new owner Nippon Steel, upgrading manufacturing operations and expanding research and development to feature higher-value, lower-emission steel. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.